Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to talk about truth, justice, and the American way. And folks, goodness gracious, with it being sequestered, social distancing, which is actually a quarantine, we are all alone in our homes, being told that social interaction can cost us our lives. Thank God for the internet, Twitter, and the rest, so that we can keep in contact with one another. And thank God for WhatsApp, so that the dynamic duo can tell you what in the hell is really going on. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, Jack. Just a quick something from a factual standpoint, I hope. If any of you listeners out there have stock in your 401k or whatever, please do yourself a favor and hold on to it, as the stock market will come back. The big boys are just hoping that you'll sell it so they can buy it and then make a fortune when they sell it, when it goes back up to 30,000 again. So just a little reminder, you know what? Don't panic. Just sit on it. It'll all come back.
The most interesting thing is that we are kind of in it for quite a while here. What President Trump has been talking about, he can go to August. That, of course, is why the stock market dropped another 12%, 13%, pretty tough stuff. But, you know, Dick, there's a lot of it in Atlanta. We are having, this is one of the hot spots. Someone asked me today, well, why would Atlanta be? And, you know, this is where all the people from the cruise ship were brought, and where people from out of the country are coming into the airport. Now, they may say, well, you know, we're taking precautions. There's only so many precautions you can take. That, you know, this is a physician let me know that all of the hospital systems in Atlanta are overwhelmed already. This is pretty bad stuff. Pretty bad.
Is it
stuff.
Overwhelmed with people that have the virus, or is it overwhelmed
yes.
with people going in trying to see if they have the virus?
Oh, that's a good question. That one I don't know. But to talk about the being overwhelmed, even our radio show is only 15 minutes today instead of 30. Because of the sequestration, they're just cutting down on time because everybody that does this is on the air. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Everybody wants to talk about this.
Yeah.
Tough.
Unbelievable.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Which means we got 11 minutes left. That's not like us. We're kind of blowhards here
barely,
a little bit.
We barely get wound up. We get going, yeah. Well, you know, I do think, though, from my standpoint anyway, and talking to other people in the financial area, that, yeah, this may go on until June, July, August, but the stock market will come back because they're going to realize that, you know, we're getting ahead of it. And once we get ahead of it and it starts to linger off, the market will come back. It has to, because they're, you know, the banks have plenty of money. The government's going to take care of people. So, you know, people will start feeling better about it. You know, and I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't have any fear of this virus. Listen, you know, if something happens, so be it, you know. But I think I'm more than capable of fighting it as it is. But I did read something today that said, you know, Advil and some of these other things, if you feel like you're coming down, don't take these things. You know, try and stay with, I think they said just Tylenol is probably something that you should take. But stay away from the Aleve, not the Aleve, the Advil of the world, because they actually might help the virus rather than hurt it. So just a little, another little thing I read today. And hopefully it's not fake news. There's too much, you know, in this world. Even it seems like even the regular media is actually trying to cover it somewhat. I still see some fake news out there, though. And of course, in what do you call it, CNN and MSNBC will continue to, you know, berate Trump on what he's doing. And then I just saw that Scaramucci saying that Trump doesn't know what he's doing. So, you know, that's just plain sour grapes from when he got his can fired. So whatever.
You know, Scaramucci is an interesting character. You know, I mean, he was just all, you know, Trump's the best thing, to all of a sudden he's the worst thing. And it's who cares what this little,
exactly,
you know, this micro guinea thinks. I don't, you know, let him just go take a hike. I got zero use for that punk.
Well, it'd be like you and I listening or agreeing or even considering what Joey Behart has to say. There's another loser for you. Unbelievable. Now, I understand that she's staying off of the show while the virus is around. So maybe after 4 months, everybody will forget about her.
Well, why that show's even on the air is news to me. I think it's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But, you know, say la vie. It's a tough time. This is the how Trump does with this, really does with this, will determine his presidency. This is, way more than, you know, Russia, or even the impeachment. This is a critical situation where good leadership is necessary. And when you think of where we are right now, just ask yourself, would you want Joe Biden to be our leader? Would you want Bernie to be our leader?
Would you think that Bernie would take advantage of something like this? I mean, he would run roughshod as president and start taking things as any czar would try and do that is, a socialist communist, to say the least.
I think it's pretty important for Trump to be doing what he's doing, which is bringing out everybody, talking to the American people, letting the press ask their questions. And, you know, because it's so serious and because Trump has been so available to them and because the virus doesn't care if you're a conservative or a liberal or a progressive or a communist or whatever, it goes after everybody, particularly the older people. Well, let's put it this way. It goes after everybody, but the ones that are older just, and that are at high risk, those are the ones that are going to die. It's so bad in Italy that they have made the strategic decision not to take care of the elderly. They're just letting them die.
I heard that is fake news, that that's not true at all.
No.
So I don't know which is right.
I was talking to somebody today.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody today who was talking to a friend in, and the woman in Italy said that, people say, well, is this really serious? She said, well, we're seeing, them come take people out, with sheets over them out of the building, that I live in, and, they're dead. So, apparently some of this is more serious than we would think. At the same time, I don't know what more Trump could do. And, this is it's hard. And, last night in the debate, they were talking about how Obama was just so much better at handling Ebola than Trump was at, handling the coronavirus. Now, there's a big difference. The coronavirus is a worldwide pandemic. Ebola was situated in a real small specific area in Africa, quarantine that off. And the thing about Ebola is it just kills everybody that has it, or most everybody. So once everybody's dead, there's nobody else that it can infect. So it dies out by nature.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah, it starves itself out. Yeah.
It starves itself out. And let me be frank, I think Obama did a pretty good job with that particular thing. I mean, I think he was a lousy president, but the way he handled Ebola, and when he brought, those Doctors Without Borders, back to the United States with Ebola. I mean, Dick, do you remember? We were very critical of him here on the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, because he's bringing that infection into the country. But those doctors got well because we have a healthcare system that is superior to everybody. And that it's making itself known now with the coronavirus. And, dealing with things like this is something that we do very well.
Impressively. Did you remember the H1N1 virus that was involved with Obama? Now, you know that 16,000 people died of that virus. Do you remember hearing anything about it?
No.
I mean, vaguely, nothing.
No.
And we've had,
no,
what, 80 people that have died from this, and the world's going to end.
A catastrophe, and our entire financial systems. Down. We got a minute left. That's it. It's a short program tonight. So, you want to say anything as we are signing off?
No, just everybody stay safe, but you know what? Use your head. You don't need to buy out the store, and God knows why they're buying toilet paper, but whatever.
I had to have a friend give me 3 rolls of toilet paper, and that's the God's honest truth.
For $300?
I was. Well, out of the kindness of her heart. But anyway.
God love her.
Yes, God love her. God love her. I'm afraid that Tom Brady is no longer going to be a Patriot. That's my prediction between now and our next show.
I think you're right.
They will be.
I
do.
Time will tell. Yeah.
Time will tell. All right. Listen, God bless you. Be safe. God bless the United States of America. And we'll talk to you all again next week. Bye-bye.